Welcome to The Pond, a place where laughter and learning go together like moms and minivans. Today, an odd group invades the pond and declares,
"You trample upon nature and turn her into waste."
But aren't we part of nature?
Of course we are.
No, not by the definition of the committee.
And our friends seek help and get it.
It's open lines day. You pick the topic, I'll tell you what I think about it.
Hey, isn't that Hurry?
Yeah, good show.
Let's go to Methuselah the Alligator from the pond.
Later, Taste leaves the pond.
That's it. I'm out of this story.
Because Floyd the Turtle is disrespectful at dinner.
This is unacceptable behavior, young man. You will sit out this dinner.
Is this a punishment or am I getting my way?
And there will be no dessert for you.
Okay, punishment.
This and more coming right up on The Pond.
Let's go to the pond. We can splash and sing together. You're an original, but you still belong with the creatures and friends you'll find down at the pond. Good friends are what you find. Be yourself, we don't mind. Kick off your shoes and wet your feet. Have a seat, come on, catch the beat. Oh, let's go to the pond. Come along, there's no place better. Let's go to the pond. We can splash and sing together. You're an original, but you still belong with the creatures and friends you'll find down at the pond.
Hop, bop, fish, flop, float, crawl, big and small. Fly, skitter by, wriggle, squiggle, buggy eye, waddle, paddle, things that swim, tackle, trim, and a bug that skims, twitter, glitter, dragonfly, catch a water bug and a butterfly.
Why don't you come?
It was a rather disruptive day at the pond.
Mark this tree. Careful not to disrupt it. And mark that one, and that trail over there. Those bushes. Easy with the leaves.
You see, as the creatures at the pond slept, a group of strangers wandered through the forest.
That section over there, and there, and there. What about here, sir? Oh, yes, of course, there. Put up this sign, and this one right there, and then put these over there, there, and there.
And then they left. Sort of. When our friends at the pond arrived, things were rather different.
What happened here?
Asked Tony, the frog.
What's with all the signs?
What do they say?
Asked Floyd, the turtle, who, though he was working on his letters, still couldn't quite read.
Some of us take a little longer to learn, but I'm getting there.
We love you regardless.
Thanks. Now again, what do they say?
This one says stay off the grass. This one says do not enter. This one says do not touch.
Oh. Do any say fresh donuts?
I'm afraid not.
About then, Methuselah the Alligator arrived.
Hello, gentlemen. Any idea who put all these signs up?
No, we just got here.
And then Bill the Duck came by.
Why does our forest have a bunch of signs that make it seem like a museum?
That's a fine question, my feathery friend, and I intend to find out.
How do you plan to do that?
Ask around.
But that sign says don't talk loudly.
I'll ask quietly.
Do we have to do what all these signs say?
Well, normally signs are here to protect us or someone else. These signs seem to make no sense.
Yeah, like this one. It says, no flashlights. What are they gonna do if I do this? What was that? A flashlight alarm.
Where'd you come from?
That alarm kinda goes against the no loud noises sign.
There are a few exceptions, all of them ours.
What's this all about? Did you put the signs here?
I and my comrades did, yes.
Are those like brothers and sisters?
Co-workers. Here's my card.
Thank you.
It's fully biodegradable, I might add. I am chair of creatures of the Committee to Preserve and Protect the Precious Rainforest Creatures.
Hey, that would be us.
Are you calling this jungle a rainforest? I am. And to answer your response, little turtle, you do not qualify as protected.
I don't?
No. What about me? Well, none of you. Only the true inhabitants of our rainforest.
And that would be...
insects and smaller creatures. You are considered mere intruders.
Us? Intruders?
Yes, you. All of you. You trample upon nature and turn her into waste.
But aren't we part of nature?
Of course we are.
No, not by the definition of the committee. Only insects and things smaller are part of nature. And trees, of course. And plants, because they can't defend themselves.
They can't defend themselves because they don't have a brain.
But you folks are not protected. And that is why we place these signs for you to obey. If you must intrude, you need to follow rules that don't interfere with nature.
But it doesn't seem logical to call one living creature a part of nature and another not part of nature. What are you suggesting we are?
Intruders, and don't you dare use logic on me again.
Were we not all created by God as inhabitants of the land?
You are intruders. I have it here in writing. Now my job is to enforce it, Mr. Frog.
Tony.
Mr. Tony Frog, flashlights disturb the snails. If you turn one on again, it will be a $2,500 fine.
Where am I going to get that kind of money?
Well, if you can't pay the fine, you will be punished by being forced to watch videos of a large purple dinosaur.
I'll find the money.
And with that, the creature left.
Boy, what are we going to do now?
All these rules! They seem to stop us from being able to have fun.
I suppose we can go swimming.
There's a sign that says no wake. Another says no splashing.
I saw one underwater that said don't disturb the amoeba.
Are those like brothers and sisters?
They're tiny, one-celled organisms. Can't even see them.
How do you know if you've disturbed one?
Maybe they fill out complaint forms.
And so that day, the creatures at the pond were very careful not to disturb anything.
I'm reading.
I don't like this at all.
Hold that thought. I'm almost done with this chapter.
I'm sitting very, very still. I'm obeying every sign. If there were a sign that said, don't think, I'd be right on target.
They can't stop us from thinking.
Okay, I'm done. And you know what? I like reading, but it's time to play.
For some of us, reading is play.
We need exercise. I gotta hop around.
But the amoeba...
Tell them not to disturb me.
But the signs say...
I've had enough of these signs.
Careful, Tony.
You plan to stand for all this?
No, but we need to battle this with maturity.
What are you thinking?
Well, when you have a problem, the first reaction is often the worst one. You need to think it through. Let the emotions calm down. Then seek a solution.
You guys can calm down and find a solution. I'm going for a swim.
Tony, Methuselah's usually right on these things.
You know, this no splashing sign makes a good diving board.
Wait.
Boy, those amoeba complain quickly.
I think that's the splash alarm.
The disruption police quickly came and got Tony.
Hey, at least let me finish a lap, fellas.
And took him downtown. Methuselah came to get him.
All right, you're free to go, Tony the Frog.
They said I had to pay a $2 million fine.
I got you out of it.
How'd you do that?
I paid the fine.
You paid $2 million?
Just kidding.
Just kidding? Methuselah did a joke.
It's not like I never joke.
You're coming along, big fella.
I joke sometimes.
Yeah, about as often as you pay $2 million fines.
The important thing is you're free.
Thanks, pal. I was dangerously close to having my first prison meal.
You need to learn to handle problems more carefully, Tony. Handle them with thought.
Thought?
Thought. Many times when there's a problem in life, you have two things you can do. React or come up with a solution.
Can't a reaction be a solution?
Sometimes, but not often enough.
So, do you have an idea?
I do.
Really?
Tony and Methuselah met up with Bill and Floyd.
Wait here.
What's your plan?
Turn on the radio. You'll hear in a moment.
And so, they did.
It's Open Lines Day. You pick the topic, I'll tell you what I think about it.
Hey, isn't that Hurry?
Yeah, good show.
Time to go to the phones. Let's go to Methuselah the Alligator from the pond.
Hey, listen, everybody.
Methuselah, you're on with Hurry.
I have a problem you may be able to solve.
I don't doubt that for a moment.
A
decide who is and isn't real Brigade.
Right. I faxed you a copy of their ordinances.
I have it right here. In my formerly Twinkie-stained fingers, it reads like a land grab to me. They see your pristine pond and want it for themselves so they can sit there and talk about how much better it is without you on it.
I think you're right about that.
And, as expected, I have the solution.
You do?
I do. Just that quickly, my friend. There's one thing these people don't like, and that's logic. The exchange of ideas. They want to make rules, but they don't want to defend themselves. So I'm organizing a protest that will be at the pond tomorrow.
A protest at the pond?
That's right. They won't know what hit them. I have a highly motivated audience that knows when you work together, you get things done. You hear that, hurry heads? Down at the pond, first thing Monday morning.
And so, the next day...
You guys can't be here. You're stepping on untarnished soil. I weep for the unseen creatures who struggle to survive beneath your very feet.
Sir, what should we do with all these guys?
Arrest them all.
Well, there's kind of like about 5,000 of them.
That's fine with me. How many fit in the pond jail at one time?
Only about 4 guys.
Oh, well then... Find them all.
Okay, again, sir, a terrific idea, really. But that's a lot of paperwork, okay? You told us to cut down on our use of paper.
That's right, I did. We have to do something. Have you spoken with these people?
Yes, sir, and they used logic on us. We were defenseless, sir.
Oh, then I don't know what to do.
May I suggest we run, sir?
Run?
Yes, run. Far away, man. We pretend none of this ever happened. We never saw this. Hey, we can start fresh someplace else.
Oh, well, okay.
And so the two of them ran as fast as they could. The pond once again became a pleasant place to live, where all of God's creatures were treated equally. Download high-quality versions of your favorite episodes at lifeatthepond.com. That's lifeatthepond.com. It was a very unhealthy day at the pond.
Unhealthy?
Said Bill the duck.
I don't like unhealthy. I hope I'm not a part of this story.
On this day, something strange happened to all the healthy food.
Is garlic healthy?
Said Tony the frog.
Because if that's gone, I don't know if I can eat anymore.
On this particular day, everything healthy at the pond and then all the other foods became bland.
All right, that's it. I'm out of this story.
You can't leave the story just because you don't like what's happening,
explained Methuselah the alligator.
And why not?
That's running from your problems. You can't run from your problems.
What if your problem happens to be a 2-ton hippo who wants you for dinner?
Well, then you run.
That's right. Hey, I got a point on Methuselah. I was right. Did you hear that, Bill?
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
Narrator, did you hear that?
Tony, I'm not always right. You did make a good point, but I'm not talking about living, breathing, frog-eating problems. I'm talking about situations that simply make us uncomfortable.
I can't run from those?
No.
Can I power walk away?
Let's start by trying to solve them.
You know, I already forgot what the problem was.
Bland food, particularly the healthy stuff.
Oh, that's right. Well, I think I can solve that. I'll fix us a great meal tonight.
And that he did. Bill went to a lot of trouble picking out the right vegetables and spices and meats to make a terrific meal. And then he had his friends over.
I don't like that stuff,
said Floyd the turtle.
Floyd, be kind. At least try it.
I tried it a year ago.
Taste buds change. As you mature, you start to like more and more things.
Reluctantly, Floyd tried it. But, like the others, he discovered a strange problem.
I can't taste it.
Neither can I, and that's very bad news. I like to taste.
I put a lot of spice in there. This makes no sense. I can't even taste it. What about you, Methuselah?
I'm afraid not.
Boy, what's going on around here?
Maybe we ate something that affected all our taste buds.
Or maybe all the spices in the world stopped working. That would be tragic.
Can they do that? Can they go on strike? Maybe we should pay them more, or give them more breaks, or benefits, whatever they want.
You know, I didn't think about food much in the past, but now that I can't taste, I really miss it.
Let's give it a few days. I can't imagine our taste buds won't come back quickly.
And so, for days, the creatures at the pond couldn't taste their food.
I might as well be eating cardboard.
Mmm, to taste cardboard right now.
I've tried salt, pepper, basil, oregano, tree bark. I can't make this stuff work.
There must be something wrong with us. I think it's time to see Dr. Holstein.
Good idea. I bet he has aspirin. That'll taste.
I call the first bite.
At this point, the creatures were clearly desperate to taste anything.
I wonder if gauze has a taste.
I'm sure it has a texture.
Close enough.
And so, they went to see Dr. Holstein, who's actually a chicken.
Well, this is very unusual. I can only assume you all ate or drank something that caused this.
I hope it tasted good.
I need a list of everything you ate leading up to this problem.
You got it.
I can give that to you in a few minutes.
Same here.
Oh, that's gonna take some time.
That's okay, Floyd, but I need a list of everything. I'm looking for a common food or liquid source.
Okay.
I don't eat donuts much. So, I don't see how I'll have anything in common with Floyd.
Come now. I'm sure Floyd ate some healthy foods along the way. Right, Floyd? Floyd?
If I did, I'll put it on the list.
So, the creatures left, and each made their list.
Let's see here. Hamburger. Steak. Last night I had a T-bone with beef topping. And top sirloin for dessert.
I had corn on the cob, some carrots, I made a quick quiche for breakfast, a quick chicken cordon bleu for lunch, a quick lasagna for dinner. Very balanced.
Garlic mashed potatoes, garlic mushrooms, garlic pork chops.
Donuts, cookies, milk. Milk is good, right? Bologna. No, I turned that down. But I had dessert that day.
Then they all brought their lists to Dr. Holstein.
Oh, this is tragic.
What?
All of us?
We must have eaten something awful.
How long we got, Doc?
What are you referring to, Dr. Holstein?
Floyd's choice of consumption.
Oh, that.
You could have used a different choice of words and saved us a lot of worry.
Well, tragedy is the only way to describe the intake of this list of pollutants pretending to be food.
Now, Dr. Holstein, that seems a little strong.
I'm sorry, Methuselah. Perhaps so. I just feel sorry for the stomach that is forced to parlay this junk into the life that we know and love as Floyd.
I'm loved.
You're loved, but we still can't taste anything.
Well, gentlemen, the good news is it's nothing you ate. The bad news is I have no idea what it is. It's back to the old drawing board.
Whew! So I can continue to eat this way?
Floyd, you will come to regret this appetite of yours. I have a suspicion it's all somehow related.
Really?
That seems quite remarkable.
I can't pinpoint it, but it's just a hunch.
How will we find out for sure?
I'll need considerable help from Floyd.
I'm all yours, Doc.
I need you to think back to every meal for the past week.
That would be about 1,000 meals.
Try to eliminate snacks.
Is there a difference?
Oh, boy.
1 week ago today, where did you have dinner, Floyd?
My mom and I went to a friend's house.
Take me there.
I don't know if she's home.
I don't mean literally go there. I mean take me back in your mind. Tell me the story.
Oh, that's much easier. We were at the Ventos. Nice people. Mrs. Vento was really working hard to cook up a nice-looking meal.
Nice-looking?
Oh, yes. She prepared it really nice-looking.
And how did it taste?
I don't know.
Wow, you stopped tasting that far back? Mine started a couple days ago.
I don't think that's where the good doctor is going.
Very good, Methuselah.
Where is the good doctor going?
Back in time. Floyd, what happened as the meal was set before you on the table?
Okay, let's see here. You know what would really help me remember?
What's that?
Some back-in-time music.
Oh, yes, of course. Mr. Narrator?
It was 1 week ago today. Floyd and his mother were sitting down for dinner with the Ventos.
Isn't this lovely, Floyd?
Sure is. I can't wait to see dessert.
Now, Floyd, we haven't eaten dinner yet. You have to eat good food first.
Oh, okay. But I hope it doesn't spoil my appetite for treats.
Floyd, has that ever happened before?
No, but what if it did? It just frightens me.
Oh, here comes the main dish.
Isn't that lovely, Floyd?
Yuck!
Floyd, I am so sorry, Mrs. Finto.
What did I do?
That was disrespectful. You don't say yuck about another person's food. And you should always try everything. You know that, Floyd.
Sorry, Mom.
Just please never do that again. Here's some meat.
Ew, I don't like that.
Floyd, what's come over you?
Sorry, I just don't like the way it looks or smells.
This is unacceptable behavior, young man. You will sit out this dinner.
Is this a punishment or am I getting my way?
And there will be no dessert for you.
Okay, punishment.
Floyd, I'm a little surprised at you.
I know, it was wrong. It was wrong then, it was wrong the next night, it was wrong the night after.
You kept doing that?
I just don't like to try foods that I don't know for sure that I like, you know? Eating is very special to me. I can't risk messing it up.
Okay, gentlemen. I think we've stumbled upon the problem.
For Floyd, anyway.
Oh, no. For everyone.
I eat what's put before me.
Something we tend to easily forget. While we are all accountable for our own individual actions, we are all affected when someone is doing something they shouldn't do, especially when we let them.
I see where you're going. Like in Romans 12:4, just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function. So in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others.
You've got it right.
The scripture refers to spiritual gifts, but the fact remains we're all part of the same body.
So, as often happens here at the pond, the situation magnified itself. Floyd's disrespectful concern about taste caused his tasting ability to be removed altogether. And you fellas were able to join in on the fun.
Fun?
I don't think he really means that word.
Okay, so now that we know, when does it end?
Upon genuine repentance.
Floyd?
I repent.
Good. Now, where can I get a plate of pasta around here?
Ah, not so fast. Words are a nice start toward repentance, but the true test comes when there's food on the table.
You mean we've got to get Floyd some food?
Oh, if only it were that easy. You've got to wait until Floyd goes to another dinner party.
How long's that?
I've got to get my taste back. Come on, Floyd. Get your mom on the phone with some friends.
Well, we are going to some friends tonight, but...
But what?
Tonight's not a good night for repentance.
That's not a good thing to say.
Floyd, you are repenting tonight.
They're having meatloaf.
I love meatloaf.
It's my least favorite food in the world.
Oh, what wonderful timing. Two worlds clash. Floyd's need to repent with Floyd's least favorite food in the way.
That's often how things work.
Why are you so excited about this?
God doesn't want us to just sort of repent, Floyd. He wants us to repent all the way. That's why so often it's a big thing we must overcome. The worst of the worst. If you don't like meatloaf, then it's a meatloaf meal at which you must make your decision to do the right thing.
And sure enough, that night, a large slice of meatloaf was put on Floyd's plate.
Oh, Floyd, doesn't that look wonderful?
It does look wonderful.
And Floyd took a bite.
Floyd, what a good boy you are trying that.
No problem, Mom.
And that night, Floyd discovered he loved meatloaf.
Mr. Narrator, I still don't love meatloaf.
But you ate every bit that was on your plate.
I did, because it was the right thing to do.
Well, what do you know? You even surprised me.
I can taste again!
And the pond was soon restored back to normal.
Thanks for tuning into The Pond, a children's radio program the entire family can enjoy. Pond radio shows and DVDs are available at Christian bookstores or online at lifeatthepond.com. Find out more about the pond creatures, see pictures of your favorite characters, and download free coloring pages. Also, go to lifeatthepond.com for special prices on the original Pond DVD.
Work together, work together. If you ever want to get something done.
Big Mouth Bass.
Why would I find her? I'd rather go find the measles.
Alligator Hunter.
Ah!
What?
My popcorn's gone!
Where's Methuselah?
The little things.
Plenty are the toys they give me.
The rise and fall of Tony the Frog.
I throw a wad of paper at a guy's front door and he says, thank you very much, throw something at me again tomorrow.
With lessons encouraging kids to love their neighbors, be careful with their toys, listen to their mothers, and pray for those who are unkind. The Pond DVDs are a trusted help for parents. Go to lifeatthepond.com. That's lifeatthepond.com. The Pond is a member of HisKids.net, where parents can find many trusted programs for children.